What up, people? It's the Island for Saturdays podcast, and we got a special guest today, Don V from Don V Fridays. I'm expecting a podcast from him this Friday because he needs to be more consistent. But yeah, we're reviewing Last Chance U Season 3 because we are some Last Chance U heads. We're pretty much anything football heads, like any documentary or any TV show, Friday Night Tykes. We wanted to do Friday Night Tykes review years ago, but we were just bad timing, and then they stopped all of a sudden, and now we're heartbroken, and we're probably the loudest, which is not very loud, the loudest people that want Friday Night Tykes back, because we miss Friday Night Tykes. But we still got Last Chance U, and Season 3 was interesting, and we're going to review it. All right. Yeah, overall, let's just start with the man, the main dude, Jason Brown. What are your initial thoughts on Jason Brown?
Initial thoughts on Jason Brown is, he trash, just like Buddy was, for real. But I think it was even more flagrant because he kind of understand what, supposedly, he from Compton, so he knows exactly how, you know, when you're dealing with people growing up in volatile situations and fucked up neighborhoods, and his solution to everything was the same as Buddy's. Well, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Get out. Go the fuck home then. Knowing, and like I said, it's even more flagrant for Jason Brown, because at least Buddy could say, well, I didn't know. You know, well I can't relate. Jason Brown claims to relate and claims to be from that environment, but the second somebody pisses him off, get the fuck out, go home.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's trash as hell.
Yeah.
And he can't coach.
No, he can't. No, at all. But I'll say this, he wins games with all the best players. So, I mean, he's got that going.
If you go to the JUCO level, if I was a JUCO coach, and you told me, here's an SEC running back, here's a running back from Michigan, here's a Florida State transfer, I could go through JUCO,
yeah,
that talent, and be a slapdick at coach X's and O's wise, and get wins. But every time he actually had the coach, same thing with Buddy, they would melt the fuck down. They didn't know what they were doing.
Right.
Every time it came down to like a tight game, a close game, they were deer in head like, oh my, somebody need to fucking make a play. No, you need to draw one up.
Yeah, I got a...
That's the response to every tight situation. One of y'all need to step up and make a play. They never knew what they were doing.
Hey, so, I think Jason Brown is Buddy Stevens with a little bit of credibility. You know what I mean? Like, at least he also went through that, like they did. And at least from what we know, because we don't know his whole story. What we know is that he didn't quit. Now, he might have had a bunch of chances from other coaches. We don't know what coaches he had. But at least in his mind, he believes, like, well, I went through the same thing you guys did, which, you know, we don't really know fully. But, you know, I went through the same thing as you did, but I didn't quit. You know, so I guess that's where he's coming from. But, no, yeah, he can't coach for shit. And, I mean, as a head coach, it sounds like he's doing a good job since, you know, he's getting the wins and the top five finish. So, overall, it sounds like... Like in soccer, that's why they call professional soccer coaches managers. They don't call them head coaches because there's an actual coach that coaches. Managers just run shit. So it sounds like he's doing that. But no, there was a lot of times where I was just like, dude, you're being a real big piece of shit. And it was weird because he also came out like, oh yeah, well, I love my players. My players love me. And I actually get to know my players. But it never really... You know, it never really came out. And I never saw where a player just loved him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was weird. He was supposed to be like, oh, anti-X's and O's, and oh, but the players love me, but they didn't. So I don't know where he got that from.
Yeah, and the same thing as far as him and Buddy, I don't think think there was even one time that he taught any player any technique. You never see him teaching anything.
Yeah, I don't know how it is at the college level with that, though. I really don't know. I know Nick Saban does teach the DBs, or at least he used to, but I know from my experience at the professional soccer level, the head coach doesn't teach like that. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't know anything about football.
I'm talking about taking time. I'm talking about, let's say a player does something wrong. They don't tell them why they did it wrong. They just yell at them that they did it wrong.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I see what you mean.
I'm saying, like, I'm in construction. So somebody who's learning how to build scaffold or do rig work or something, I'm not going to just yell at him and say, you don't do it like that. You know, I'm going to tell you, no, this is what you did wrong, and this is why you did it wrong, and this is how you improve, instead of just motherfucking somebody.
Yeah.
That just makes people shut down and not want to do it no more.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, I remember season one where Buddy Stevens was like, yeah, I swear a lot. And it really wasn't about him swearing. It was just him being a piece of shit and putting his players down. And Jason Brown pretty much did the same thing. But if anyone, like, needed to stop swearing, is Jason Brown, because he said motherfucker, like, way too many times. And he actually called people motherfucker. It's one thing to say motherfucker. Like, all coaches say motherfucker. But to say it to a player, that's just fucked up, man. That is fucked up. Like, who can play for a person like that?
I don't have a problem with none of that. What Buddy fucked up at is when he called motherfuckers thugs and shit, like, and when Buddy put his hands on a player, like, people gonna cuss at you. That's just a part of life. It's just the whole, when you start violating people and making dumbass statements, that's when people got a problem with it. That, see, Buddy and them all, they changed the narrative. Him and his kids and them other people was like, well, Buddy just likes to cuss. And you got to cuss at football. Nah, man, shut your bitch ass up. Nah. It's not about cussing.
Nah.
Everybody, every football player from 6 years old got cussed at. Everybody know the deal with that. They just trying to change the narrative. But,
yeah. Yeah. No, but so what I'm saying is, it's okay to cuss at, like, if I'm coaching Vito, and I'm like, and you fucked up, and let's say this is like the 100th time you fucked up, I'll say, Vito, didn't I fucking tell you to stop fucking doing that, man? What the fuck? But I would never say, Vito, you're a motherfucker. Like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't call that. That's crazy. Like, how could you play for someone that calls you a motherfucker? Not swearing around you or you swear with, but someone that calls you. That to me is like pure disrespect. You know what I mean? Nah,
yeah.
Well, I didn't play football, so I guess we're different. I played football.
Yeah, well, it happens. It happens in all sports, basketball, football. It happens. You just got to keep it moving as far as the cussing. It's just personal. Don't violate my personal space. Shit like that.
Yeah. So,
JB cool though. Off the field, like, JB a motherfucker I kick it with though. Off the field.
Yeah, he seems pretty cool. He's definitely cooler than Buddy.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, I feel like he could never hang out with Buddy.
Nah.
But you know what? I kind of wish we did get EMCC so that we could have finally seen a championship on Netflix. That would have been cool, but
I don't want to see Buddy celebrate shit.
But I like the players, though. I loved all EMCC players. Most of them.
Yeah, the players. Oh, yeah. The players that put in the work. Salute to them, but fuck Buddy. I don't want to see his fat ass celebrate. Acting like he did something.
Oh, man. So.
And Marcus Wood ain't on that staff. Fuck Buddy. I want to see him.
Who's. Wait, Marcus Wood? That's the offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
You didn't like him?
I love Marcus.
Oh, okay, I was going to say.
I'm saying, he wasn't on the staff, so.
Right, yeah.
There's no. I mean, shout out to Dav Williams. I mean, he got a ring, I guess, but. Marcus Wood, yo, fuck buddy.
Yeah, Marcus Wood was the man. I loved him. So Malik Henry. I remembered him. Most of these guys, you know, they'll all say, oh, I was number one. And they're like, you look it up and they were like number three and you don't kind of remember them. But Malik Henry, I remember. And I do remember he was number one at some point. I didn't remember that he went to Florida State, though. But probably. What do you think? Like, if you were Vito, the quarterback coach, would you enjoy working with a player like that?
No, you can't undermine your coach. You can't undermine your coach, and he was on some dickhead shit. Like, they getting blown out by like 60 points, and he crying about, I gotta call plays, man. You shut your bitch ass up. I mean, it's disrespectful as shit. Like, I mean, he was right, and Malik Henry is one of those T.O. He's like T.O.
Yeah.
But, like, if he feels like he's right, he don't, like, it's no filter. He gonna, like, remind you, I was right. Or if his stance is right, because he kept saying we're unorganized and this and that. He was right.
Yeah.
But it's not your place to say that. It's not your place to shout that from the mountaintops. Like, shut the fuck up. Nobody
right.
want to hear your bitch. And you're not even that nice to be this fucking irritating.
Yeah. And, you know, he's probably, my take from him, like, talent-wise, probably the most beautiful looking passer in Last Chance U of all. That's including Swag Kelly, but DeAndre Johnson was like head and shoulders way above Malik Henry in terms of production. Oh, yeah. Like, he was a monster with it. Like, looking back, like, oh my god, it wasn't even close. Just everything as on the field, off the field, leadership. It was probably like the fifth game. At the fifth game, DeAndre Johnson, with the same amount of talent, playing against harder competition, already had like fucking 25 touchdowns. Malik Henry was like struggling to get like 10 at the fifth game. So he was like trying to say, oh, I'm like, you know, he had that attitude of like, I'm the best here and I don't need to be here. But he never showed any production. So how?
It
was so weird. It was weird.
I got all this football IQ and I know all this and that. And I ain't even here to judge a man by his stats, just point blank period. Like, his attitude was shitty as hell.
Yeah.
Like, who do you think you are, my boy? Like, get on with that dumb shit. You ain't even going to class. Who the fuck is you?
That was weird, right? A guy that got accepted to Florida State was struggling in school?
Man, he's supposed to be the leader of the team, and he not going to class.
Yeah. That was weird. So I'll throw this. I'm gonna throw a little bit of a monkey wrench into the Malik Henry saga. So I did a lot of digging on Reddit, and I found out. So there was a lot of, like, you know, those inside sources, but you know what? It seems pretty legit. And they say that, you know, at some point at Florida State, and definitely during he was at Independence, that Malik Henry is hardcore, like, substance abusing on cocaine. And I'm not trying to excuse him with that. And if he does, I feel bad for the kid because, you know, clearly, you know, he had a kind of a weird childhood. But it definitely, to me, if that's true, and I'm not trying to, like, you know, throw dirt on his name, and, you know, my podcast isn't even big anyway, so it's okay, I think. But if that's true, that it kind of starts making more sense if he was, like, on drugs the whole time. When I rewatched it again, it makes way more. Huh?
Where the hell was he getting cocaine in Independence, Kansas?
Man, you can find anything anywhere. Yeah, dude. Oh, when I went to college, I was in the middle of nowhere, man. They had everything that you can think of, man.
It was in Kansas?
Yeah. Oh, me? No. I was in the middle of, like, southern Illinois where there's, like, nobody. It's just fucking, it's just flat cornfields. That's it. And people could find anything.
We're talking about Kansas, though.
Nah, man, you'll find
it's
that shit.
Illinois got a lake, though, a big-ass lake in Illinois.
I was like, not nowhere near the lake, though. I was fucking in,
that
like, southern central Illinois.
Down to that southern town. Even if it was stepped on 50 times, it got down there. But Kansas? But it was sniffing. I don't know what the hell he was missing.
Fucking,
he probably is into substance abuse. I'm pretty sure there's some substance abuse. The boy clearly got some anxiety and some mental problems.
Oh yeah.
And instead of talking it out with a therapist, he, you know, does his little self medication.
Yeah, and if it's true, it makes a lot more sense. Like, what's going on? And goddamn,
huh? Johnny Football was on drugs.
Huh?
He won't act like a dick. Johnny Football was on drugs. He won't act like a jackass to his coaches.
I mean, he kind of was. A little bit.
I mean, yeah, but he was balling, though.
Yeah.
Excuse him, you know?
for sure, for sure.
He wasn't showing up Kevin Sumlin on the sideline.
No, no, definitely not. No, no. No, he would never. It's weird that Johnny Manziel is probably a little more, a lot more classier than Malik Henry. I would definitely rather play for Johnny Manziel.
Well, Johnny Football bust the girl's eardrum.
Oh shit! I totally forgot about that. Well, you know what? We're gonna edit that one out. That's something that's definitely not gonna make the final cut. No, but you know what? You know what I found myself doing these last 2 years? I completely avoid JUCO recruiting and JUCO rankings and anything JUCO I avoid because I don't want to ruin Last Chance U. I don't know if you found yourself doing that too.
No, I mean, whatever pops up. I ain't that deep.
Nah, it gets deep for me. I don't know why.
I mean, like, as far as, I guess, if you know where the school's going to be, I don't want to know what happens with some of the players.
Oh, okay.
Like I didn't want to look up any of the players on that team, like, what they're doing right now.
Right, yeah.
I wanted to see what happened after the credits. And, stuff like that. But I ain't avoid, like, who won the national title and all that. It popped up. I ain't get mad about it.
I think this year I did see the national title because I knew they weren't going to do MCC. So I did see that, though. But you're right. Like, I didn't look at, like, the players that were at that school. Definitely not during the show. But,
I mean, the only player I was aware of was Malik Henry. Like, when they said it was going to be an independent and Malik Henry was there, that was the only player I knew.
Yeah, same.
Going in. So I didn't, like, I ducked, like, Malik Henry news.
And you know what? I want to still talk about Malik Henry. Because, you know what, I found it interesting that he played for, like, 4 schools in his high school career, but he never was, like, productive. You know what I mean? He just was doing, like, really well at camps. And I don't know, man. And I do feel bad for the kid because his dad was weird, and he was like, oh, yeah, the business of high school football is different. It's like, this kid's he's a kid, man. Like, what? He's, like, 16 years old, and you're making it, like, way too serious than it should be.
Yeah, his daddy's trying to, I don't know, he on some LeVar Ball shit. Like, his pops a weirdo. You gotta let these kids, like, enjoy themselves and all that. Malik Henry should have probably been in public school somewhere. You got your son as a high school free agent. Like, come on, man, relax.
Yeah. That was weird. Like he was. That's definitely the vibe I got from him. From like learning that all that other stuff. That like what he did before. Like a free agent. It's weird.
Slow it down, pops. Like your son from California. You got him going to IMG. Relax.
So
man, out here shopping. His kid. You know he got that bag from IMG.
You think so? How do you know anything about that? Because I'm not, you know, into all that stuff. But like, how do they get their players? Do you know? Like, do they give out money?
How IMG do it?
Yeah.
Do it like everybody else do it. They drop bags off. I mean, well, I'm from, you know, I say this shit all the time. I'm from Newport News, Virginia. And the biggest public school is Hampton High School and Beacon High School. And hell yeah, they recruit.
Shit.
And if they gotta get your mama a job, get your daddy a job, you know?
Damn. All right.
Now, IMG is different because that's like a prep school, so they probably just flat out got a bag. Yeah.
Shit.
Is it? I mean, you got to think, if your son is one of the top-rated quarterbacks in California, if he was a poor public school kid, his daddy couldn't afford to just move him to Florida or just, you know, I want to see my son. No, come on, you move your son across the country.
Mm. Yeah.
Who would do that for no fucking reason other than recruiting? If he was the number one quarterback anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I thought it was just, you know, IMG's just got the best facilities and some great coaches.
I mean, they do.
And they get a scholarship, you know, that's what I thought. You know,
but who the hell would just move their kid from L.A. to Florida somewhere?
You're right. But you know who would? You know what? You know who would? Malik Henry's dad. Because he's a psycho.
Malik Henry. Oh, yeah, because he got that bag. That's not
psycho.
That was a money move.
Mm. Okay. So, damn, I didn't want to just, like, talk about player per player, but I think one of the best stories of all the kids was Bobby Bruce. I felt like everyone that watched Bobby Bruce either like felt bad the entire time for the kid, or at least could relate to with him on some level.
Yeah, everybody loved Bobby. I mean, everybody was rooting for Bobby. Is rooting for Bobby. You know, the one thing about Bobby Bruce or a Ronald Ollie or DJ Law is it's kind of like you get like a look into like, I guess, Black America. You get a look at how, I guess I can say we because I grew up in these same circumstances, but the shit that we look at as normal, that's a normal upbringing, that's a normal like life, and you see that shit on TV and you like, God damn, shit is fucked up.
Shit.
You look at it, I mean, but we grow up around in these broken homes, these broken families, and in these fucked up environments, and we just look at it like it's normal. But you see it play out on TV and it's like compelling TV. It's like weird to see. But I was rooting for Bobby though.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I think what Last Chance U has done, and all types of football documentaries and all types of things like that, is you start to humanize these players, because especially when I was like younger, when I was 14 and 15, I had stupid, like we all have stupid thoughts, and you think, okay, you see a great talent, and then you know you see them get arrested, and you're like, oh, what an idiot, he had all the talent, why did that happen? And, you know, when you watch these documentaries, you're like, oh, shit, of course. You could easily see a kid getting wrapped up in a bad situation, you know, just because of the environment that he grew up in and the people that's around him. And it's almost like, fuck, man, like, how the fuck, like, honestly, at some point, I was like, how the fuck is Bobby going to do this? How the fuck is he going to get himself out of the neighborhood that he grew up in? Because he was really from the beginning in an uphill battle, like a really hard uphill battle. The kid had like, he probably had straight D's in high school. And I don't want to bring myself into it, but I definitely related to him on that same level. Like, I was a JUCO player that a coach was like, yo, man, just come play for me. And, you know, we had all the talent, but, you know, he didn't give a fuck about my grades. He just wanted the wins. And Bobby's coach is the same way. And I had all the opportunity because I was really blessed to come from the suburbs where, like, I could go back home and I could still go to school and work and still be at a good home and stay out of trouble. Bobby, you know, he didn't have people that went to college to support him, you know, and tell him, hey, this is what you have to do in college. You know, he couldn't really go back home to a college local to him and work. And, you know, it's hard to stay out of trouble. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And I just felt like, holy shit, I was so fucking, like, I knew I was blessed, but fuck was I fucking blessed. And that poor kid, man, like, that battle that he, that uphill battle, I honestly, from, I want to say, like, the second episode, I was like, if I was in that position, I would have cried, and I would have broken down, and I would have gave it up already. Like, I'd be done. And I feel bad for the kid that he did end up in that situation, because he doesn't deserve that. And there are probably thousands upon thousands of Bobby Bruces all across America, and it's just, that's why I love Last Chance U. It really gives you that human perspective on, like, just America, what's going on in our country, man.
Yeah, you look at stories like that, and you just like, damn, like, he got into that little trouble, but, you know, like, buddy came out, old dude came out and tweeted the picture with him at the airport, like, he going back. I'm like, okay, that's good, and hopefully he take advantage. He got out that situation.
Uh-huh. But,
shout out Bobby Bruce, though.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have anything that you want to talk about?
Shout out, what was his name?
Gooden. Emmett Gooden.
Emmett Gooden was a beast, though.
Oh, he was.
Like, Emmett Gooden was a beast. That's all I got to add.
He was, you know what, I looked him up, and I'm sure you looked him up. I didn't know he was a five-star. He was a five-star out of high school. He was just one of the kids that didn't have the grades or whatever it was.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was like, one of the best players in the country, like, straight up, like, amazing, but just didn't have the grades, but yeah. Because he was like, oh, yeah, I'm the best player in the country, and I was like, okay, slow your roll, buddy. I've never heard of you in my life. It doesn't even say you came from another school, and then, like, some point, like, I think I looked him up, and I was like, oh, shit, no way, he might be, like, one of the best players. Holy shit. But, no, Edmund Gooden's great. You know who I was rooting for, too, and I'm glad he's well, is Rakeem Boyd.
Okay, the running back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was balling.
Yeah.
Kid that he had another crazy story, you know, from New Orleans.
Yeah.
Katrina happens. He got to go to Houston.
Yeah. And what did you think? You know what? Because I'm going to feel like an asshole, but I want to hear what you think of what's his name? Michigan running back.
I mean, he didn't work out. I don't have any, like, deeper takes. Didn't work out for him.
Because you know what? He was, like, complaining about, like, I felt used and whatever, but I felt like, yeah, like, okay, so, like, yeah, they said, like, he was used, but, I mean, I felt like he got a lot of chances, and he just fumbled, and like, a no-star running back played better than him, so, I thought, though, yeah,
he got outplayed, and, it happened. He got outplayed. I mean, and him and the other dude was like, you know, he got lied to. I guess. I mean, everybody got the ball, though.
Right. Yeah, I didn't really feel bad for the kid at all. I don't know what he was on. He was making it seem like people used him, and maybe he was convinced in a bad way to go to Independence. Maybe he should have gone to another JUCO because JB was such a bad coach. But I felt like he had enough chances. I don't know why he was. It was weird that he was complaining. I don't know.
Yeah, like they got him. Like if he never touched the ball, I would understand.
Right, yeah.
They was running a rotation. Everybody got an opportunity. If you get outplayed by the third string, what they supposed to do? If they play you over the third string, then the third string is the one that got used. That's politics. Now you're not even thinking about what's best for the team.
Right. Oh, shout out to the guy who's my age, Carlos Thompson, fucking 26-year-old.
Carlos Thompson is 26?
No. Well, he was a freshman in 2013. I think he's, like, okay. 23, though. He's definitely...
He up there with Calvin Ridley.
No, what was the... Texas wide receiver. Was it Shipley?
Oh, you're talking about Quan Cosby.
No, Shipley. Colt McCoy's, like, boy.
Jordan Shipley.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But as far as being old?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Quan Cosby was the one that was old.
No, I'm telling you, Jordan Shipley was, like, legit 25 years old when they went to the national championship.
Quan Cosby was old, too, though.
Oh, I'm not saying he wasn't. I'm just saying that Jordan Shipley was legit 25 years old in the national title game.
Yeah, probably. I mean, Quan Cosby didn't play in that game. He was already gone. He was like, Quan Cosby was like a year or two before that. But Quan Cosby came into the NFL like 26.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But Quan used to ball, though. Shout out Quan Cosby. If you're listening, salute.
Quan Cosby. Yeah, no, I like Carlos Thompson, and I'm glad he got it together. He got a million chances, but you know what, man? Fuck it. I mean, I feel like there should be more chances for anybody that comes from any sort of background that was difficult. Like, it doesn't seem like his background was that bad.
His background looked good.
His background wasn't bad. No. I'm not saying it was bad. It was like it was rough, but it definitely is. It's not. I'm gonna make it controversial. It's not a white background, suburban white background. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it was still his mama kept him on the street. If your mama got the money to continue to afford for you to fuck up in all these JUCOs and it's costing her thousands of dollars, you came from a nice, privileged home. Because if he came from a broken home, once he fucked up the first time, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
Ain't no, well, I'ma just pay another couple thousand for these JUCO transcripts or whatever the fuck she was paying thousands of dollars for.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even have been an option. Like, oh no, career's over. You could have went to school for free, but you fucked it up.
Right. And then you just look at his teammate, Bobby. Totally different.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I'm pretty sure he had struggle in his life. Life is suffering. But as far as, you know, coming from a fucked up ass situation.
Right.
Nah. Like, his shit was totally self inflicted. I mean, we're having this discussion about, because I guess he said he couldn't stop smoking marijuana, and you know, people doing the whole addiction is a disease thing. So maybe he was diseased.
Disease on marijuana? Nah.
I mean, that's what they said he got kicked out. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't smoking with him, so I don't know what he was doing, but he was getting kicked out of schools.
So, what's her name? Miss Brittany? And, shit, now I forgot her teacher.
LaTanya.
Yes. What was her last name?
Who liked one of my tweets and retweeted me.
Wait, what?
Who liked one of my tweets and retweeted me and replied to me.
Oh, shit.
Via Twitter.
What did she say?
I called her a Nubian queen. She said, thank you.
Oh, man. Damn. You were blessed.
Yes, I am.
So, no, let's not do the comparison. That's not. But let's do what were the best qualities out of those two?
Well, the best qualities out of, I guess, Brittany Wagner was, I can't say, oh, she cared, because they paid her to care, and she seemed like she genuinely cared. I guess she was relentless. I mean, she could have just said, Well, you don't care no more, so why should I? But she never gave up on some legit fuck-ups. Like, they gave Miss Brittany some fuck-ups. And she seemed to be fair, and she seemed to, even when they would give up on themselves, she wouldn't give up. And that's very admirable. And for LaTanya Pinker, she was all about uplifting black people, and I don't give a fuck who gets offended about that, because black people need uplifting.
But all lives matter, dude. Come on.
They do.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't give a shit. No,
she was really all about uplifting black men and let us know that it's more to life than just athletics or whatever. You know, we got to be better people. As black men, she had no problem. She was unapologetic about uplifting black men, and yeah, that's great.
Yeah, no, I loved her for that. I think that's definitely not afraid to speak her mind about that, and definitely not afraid to say, yeah, I'm in it to help young black kids trying to improve their lives. That's what I'm in it for. And I really love that about her. Just not afraid. And I don't see how anyone could get mad at that. You know what I mean? Definitely don't want to hear no "All Lives Matter" about that shit. Cause
what about the white kids? He didn't uplift them. All right. Okay. I mean, even though old boy, the boy from Nevada, he had a fucked up upbringing too.
Yo, yeah. Was it Buckmaster? Was that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he had a rough background. I feel and he did well for himself. So good for him. So let's do it. Let's, top five worst people from Last Chance U. Or what did you said it better. I don't know what you said. The biggest pieces of shit? I don't know.
Top five shittiest people.
Top five shittiest
Last
people.
Last Chance U.
Yes.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Okay. Number five, I got Jason Brown. Coach Brown. You know it's bad. If he's fifth, shit. I mean, for the same stuff I said before, but he claims to be from Compton. He claims to know what these kids go through. But then, like I said, anytime you're quick to push people away and you know what they're going back to, I mean, you kind of trash for that. Like, he told the one dude, oh, just go back to Nevada, knowing that knowing his family situation. That's trash behavior. It's hard to defend that.
Right.
It's hard to defend behavior like that. And he's not that good of a coach. As far as X's and O's, hell of a recruiter. Not that good of a coach. So that's number five. Number four, John Franklin III.
Really?
John Franklin III was hella delusional.
Yeah. That's the best word to describe him.
Delusional as fuck. Couldn't see the blessings that he had, didn't even outplay Wyatt Roberts, who was clearly better than him, but still got an opportunity to play at Auburn. had the balls to throw a UAB offer in the trash when he could have started at UAB. He decided to go be a third string at Auburn when, if he would have went to UAB, he could have played quarterback there and probably been a love celebrity. But no, he's too good for UAB. He'd rather go ride the pine at Auburn. Just delusional as hell. Like, he's not a bad person. Like, he just makes this list because, as far as spoiled, entitled, shit like that, yeah, definitely. And he wasn't even better than the quarterback that was supposed to be his backup. His backup was better than him. And had to walk on at Mississippi State. That's insane. Okay, number three, Malik Henry. We talked about Malik Henry. I had him third before I even heard about any substance abuse. Another one, just delusional as hell, like, and just thinks he's too good for JUCO. Like, you're there for a reason, my boy. Disrespectful to his coaches. Disrespectful. Shout out to my man with the man bun, who was living in the basement, doing that shit for free, putting up with Malik Henry ass.
Yeah.
Like,
this shit was crazy.
Disrespecting the little intern dude. You the quarterback, you don't want to leave, you don't want to go to class. Just dumb shit. Just a headache. Like, a headache when the quarterback is the last person that needs to be the headache. Number two, Cam Carter. Carter is...
I don't know why, but I thought you liked Cam Carter.
Fuck no. I mean, I like him as a person, but as a character on the show, he was terrible. And Cam Carter's from suburban Maryland. Like, he's from, like, Montgomery County, which is, like, 20 minutes from D.C., 25 minutes from D.C., so... But he grew up in Montgomery County. And for him to act the way he acts, and that might be, once again, mental illness at play, anxiety, stuff like that. But Jesus, everybody had to put up with that shit. It was terrible. And before I go to number one, which is probably the easiest to guess, I'm going to do an honorable mention, because number one is so easy to predict. My honorable mention, top, you know, shittiest person last chance, she was DJ Law. And it's not because he's a bad person, but he is a person who could not see the big picture. This is a person who had all the talent, but no drive. No drive that wanted, like, anything that required effort. Nah, I can't do that. And I just think, and God bless him, whatever he's doing right now, I hope he's doing the best at it, but he probably another one that could have legit had an NFL career with just no drive, no passion for it. Just didn't want to put the work in, and it's a shame.
Yeah.
Number one, Buddy, fuck you. fuck Buddy Stevens. All right, we know why Buddy Stevens is number one. Fuck him. What's your list?
Mine? So, I had a different kind of list. Pretty much same thing. But number five. So I wanted to go off DJ Law. So DJ Law and Ronald Ali's attitude in the beginning of season one. Because I understand the background. I feel bad for them. But, you know, like you said, when things got tough, they were like, fuck this, I'm going home. And, you know, Brittany Wagner brought up a great point. I feel like everyone was thinking that, okay, what the fuck are you going home to? Dude, this is right now the only thing that you have. What are you talking about? Go home. So their attitude in that part of, I guess, life or whatever the show, to me, was one of the worst things I ever heard, because there was just no logic to it. Well, this is hard, so I'm going home. What the fuck are you going home to, dude? You have nothing else right now. Like, this is your ticket. Right here. Like, you can get something.
Sometimes, in the moment, it just be a tantrum. They're not going nowhere, but sometimes you just tell yourself that. And you might even act like you're leaving, but sometimes people just really want to feel like they care. Don't go. Alright, it ain't going nowhere.
Okay. I never thought of that at all, but okay. Alright.
Yeah, when I moved away, when I moved away from home to do this construction shit, anytime I had a bad day, I'm going back to Virginia. Fuck this. But I ain't gonna win. Sometimes in the moment, you just say stuff like, you have bad moments and you just like, you just want to hear people say, don't go. Just try to stick it out.
Number four. I think we had like similar top fives, but it's all right. Malik, the Henry family. And I want to exclude the mom because I have no knowledge of the mom. But obviously, you know, Malik Henry, we talked about him, but Malik Henry's dad, I think
LeVar Henry.
But you know what? At least LeVar was there from birth till adulthood. And from what we know, it sounds like, oh, my son is one of the best players in the state of California. Let me go back into his life. Like, that is... I don't like that at all. Like, I fucking despise that part. And I guess we don't know all the facts of that, but from what we know, from what I know, it sounds like, oh, shit, this is really cool, and this might be, you know, a little bit of a ticket of extra boost for my income.
I mean,
you
know what I mean? Was his pops a deadbeat, though, or was his parents just separated?
It sounds like he was separated, but he didn't really see his son, and then he finally started seeing his son once his son was, like, a big-time, you know, quarterback at whatever grade he was.
If his daddy was paying child support, I mean,
No.
If he's paying child support, Malik Henry look like a cat that ain't grow up bones and shit. No, that's very important.
I know that, but you gotta be there for your kid, man. No,
You gotta raise your kids, but if we don't know his mama, that situation with them together might have been so toxic. He might have said, you know what, I'm going to remove myself, I'm going to support my child, but me and you, if seeing my son means I got to deal with you, this ain't going to work.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Just some experience is like, I don't know, man. I don't want to say you haven't experienced it yet. You know, I am a father. I just can't see a situation where, like, someone is just so toxic. Just from speaking of experience, like, we're someone so toxic that I can't see my child. Like, for me, like, I'm not making it about me, but, like, me personally, there's nothing that's stopping me seeing my child, you know, most of the week. You know what I mean?
I might not have the experience. The thing is, I do. I don't have kids, but the girl, I was with a girl at a time. She got pregnant. She was so toxic. I was like, there could be no way.
Well, let's move on. Number three, JB, man. We talked about him. But you know what? Like I said, I think he's Buddy Stevens with more credibility. At least he can say, like, yeah, I went through a lot of the things you went through. So that's why he's number three and not number one. But definitely the insulting of players. Again, I guess I never played football, so I don't know. Maybe it's different, but I can never, as a coach as well, is like, I'm like, that is never acceptable to me, is insulting players straight up. You know what I mean? Like, the way he did it. I get it, like, you know, pointing out some things, and definitely criticism is more than welcome for me, but, like, I just never love insulting. What's up?
I mean, yeah, he got raised your voice sometimes, but some of the shit he was saying was unnecessary.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You got a fellow coach throwing shit at you.
You know what's the other thing that I forgot to mention about him? He didn't even realize that, you know, the cliche of a team is a reflection of their coach. And at some point, like, the kids just started getting flags for, like, the dumbest shit. And then he's like, why did you give me that flag? He's like, dude, you are setting that culture up for them to do that. Like, you did that. Like, you caused this shit. Number two, Cam Carter. And, yeah, I never, I would, I you know what, honestly, I would rather coach Malik Henry than Cam Carter. Like, I feel like that's not a hot take. Is that a hot take?
That shit was smoking. That is a smoking hot take. At least Cam didn't try to coach.
Wait, what's up?
At least Cam didn't try to do, Buddy's job for him.
Like, well, you're right, but Cam also, like, was trying to choke out his coach.
Yeah,
that was bigger than him. You know what I mean? Like, Cam Carter would probably, if I was his defense, I mean, I would never be his defensive line coach, but if I was his defensive line coach, he might have fucking killed me.
He might have caught one.
Yeah.
I'd have elbowed the shit out of Cam.
Yeah, no, I can never, oh, God. And you know what? He's transferring out of Pittsburgh now, by the way.
What?
Yep.
Where
are
you going
now? I have no idea. I just read it the other day that Pittsburgh announced that he's transferring, and that's all I know. That's the only info that I could find. But yeah.
So he is going to his fourth college.
Yep. And I wonder whose fault is that.
It can't be three different colleges' fault.
Right.
I mean, obviously he's going to have to transfer to EMC.
But he got himself in EMCC, you know? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he went to Pitt, and I'm thinking, all right, you're going to Pitt. I'm pretty sure Aaron Donald probably been on campus. Probably, he probably talked to the whole defensive line, but when you got somebody like Aaron Donald to look up to, and you decide to leave Pitt to go to where?
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably not a grad transfer.
Definitely not. No, I don't think so. At least, well, that's not what it said.
So he's going to have to go to a small school.
Probably. Yep. You know, Carlos Thompson's this thing. Going to keep doing this until he's 25.
He might as well come on back around here. come on back to DC.
Yeah, I don't think he played, so he might have another whole 3 years. Shit.
Might as well come on back home.
And number one, the biggest piece of shit. And I don't even think I have to say, I'm not even gonna say the name because I think everyone knows who it is. It's BS. Literally BS. Yeah. I mean what can I say more that hasn't already been said about him? So I mean we're just gonna leave it at that.
Hell of trash.
Yeah. So overall thoughts, season 3? Anything to wrap it up, conclusion?
Great show. I hope they keep doing it.
So when are we gonna start the protests or the hunger strikes for to bring back Friday Night Tykes?
There will be no protest to bring back. I love Friday Night Tykes, but if they don't want to do it no more, they feel like it's ran its course.
Well, from what I know, it sounded like it's just Esquire, like. Pretty much it was like folding, I guess, or being bankrupt, so they couldn't afford it.
Oh.
And they were shopping it around, and then no one really wanted to pick it up because of such of the negative attention it was
crazy.
Getting. Yeah.
Because a lot of the negative shit was that one dude.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he was gone after season one.
Yeah.
Like, they sold the show at first. They literally sold the show on that dude being a psycho.
Yeah.
And he was gone after like season one. Being a psycho.
Well, it was definitely, even without him, was definitely the best, also the worst show of all time. Like, I loved it and I also hated it. Like, it was disgusting and I was super intrigued by it. It was definitely a fucking show. Last Chance U is definitely a better alternative, though. I'll say that.
And I ain't watched Uncle Snoop or
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't watched that.
Oh, man. It's good. I think you like it. It's definitely, it's like a watered down, Friday Night Tykes, but Snoop Dogg is in it. So it's actually kind of, it's really entertaining. I liked it a lot. I enjoyed it.
It's no deranged, toxic coaches on Uncle
Snoop. Yeah. The other coach, I already forgot his name. He's honestly, he might be a little bit like JB. But you can get away with the knowledge of coaching at that level, I guess, because it's only like running and like short passes. So,
you got to be kind of crazy to play football though, to coach football. Like, you got to be wired a little crazy though.
Oh yeah.
Like I don't like it sometimes, but I get it.
Yeah,
you got to be kind of fucked up in the head to want to run into other people.
Right.
Free.
Yeah. No, I understand that. Like, I never played, so I don't want to judge too hard.
Yeah, I ain't what's the word, organized. But you gotta be a fucking crazy to run into people for free.
Yeah. And at full speed.
At full speed.
Yeah.
Like
and
300 pounds.
And people always like try to bring in rugby. Oh, rugby doesn't have pads, but rugby never goes like top speed at each other. You know what I mean?
They're running from the distance of a refrigerator at each other.
Yeah. Right.
You show me a rugby player with CTE.
There is, but it's not as, it's definitely nowhere near like the football. There is that, but it's not like nowhere near.
They head is a battering ram, but they, you put, okay, if you put football players on a rugby field, they would lose. You put rugby players on a football field, they would die.
And they tried that. They have tried that a lot. Like they have tried to put like some top like rugby players to play football, and they just can't do it. They're just not. It doesn't translate well. But I really believe like football players, they would do really well.
Yeah, I mean they would still lose because you know. The
oh,
game,
for sure.
The game is the game.
For sure.
They've been playing it their whole life, but they wouldn't get physically whooped.
No, no, but it is crazy. But yeah, you got any you got anything to plug? Dumby Fridays, is it? Are we gonna get one this week?
No shame. This plug. I do Dumby Fridays. There'll be one this week. I'm gonna be talking about Demi Lovato and Addiction.
Nice.
Yeah, not funny yet. It's gonna be a full blown fucking series. Okay, if I get.
Wait, Fridays. Are you gonna do hot takes on a heroin addict?
Hell yeah!
Oh man,
yeah.
Folks.
I gotta tell the truth.
Folks, you have to tune in. It's gonna be one of the best, I think. And no, I agree with you too. I think and you know what, when I heard it I was kinda like, okay. And?
And it's like, I don't even know who Demi Lovato is.
You don't know who she is?
I'm 31.
Dude, she is probably the finest like pop singer there ever was.
I thought eventually she can get it, but what I'm saying is I'm 31, so whatever she's famous for. She looks like she's for a different demographic, first of all, and I'm 31. She looks like she's like 20. So.
She's fucking gorgeous. You know, I think she's actually my age. So, honestly, not that far. I'm 26.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No, but she got famous off of being Selena Gomez's best friend. That's pretty much what happened. But she's an actor and a singer. So, I'll give her that. But she pretty much got famous for being Selena Gomez's friend.
Okay. Now, I know who Selena Gomez is because she let Bieber family hit. I'm hip to Selena Gomez, but who the other one though? Because there was three of them.
Hannah Montana, I don't know. Miley Cyrus?
Nah, it's another brown one. I don't want to get problematic on your podcast, but Vanessa Hudgens.
No.
Yeah,
nah.
She white? Vanessa Hudgens white?
No, no, no. No, she's Mexican. Or, I don't know, she's Mexican. She's definitely Latina.
She's a POC.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was Demi Lovato, Vanessa Hudgens, and Selena Gomez. That's like the Migos.
You ready for the hottest take of 2018? But I've been saying this take since like 2011.
What was that?
Vanessa Hudgens is like the most eye looking girl I've ever seen. She's the cutest eye-looking girl I've ever seen. I'll give her that.
Like,
I mean, serious, man. I honestly, in my high school, they had some decent girls. Honestly, I felt like I'd seen Vanessa Hudgens in the hallway at some point in my high school.
I ain't never seen no Vanessa Hudgens movie, bro.
No,
she
man.
Bad,
she's cute.
She's all right. With that dope, like, shawty girl.
No, I'd still cuff Demi Lovato. I love her.
Get off that dog food.
No, but I'm laughing, but these are some serious takes. I'm not even joking. I'm not joking.
It's one thing you cannot do, and that you cannot wipe no dope face. That is something you cannot do.
I will cure addiction for Demi Lovato if I could.
Yeah. I mean, and let me say this to the listeners, whatever. Addiction is not funny.
No.
But coming from the community,
Same.
Overdosed and shit in my family.
Same.
But, you know, you gotta shame addicts. You have to shame addicts. You have to shame bad people. Like, if you put a victim, like, a great philosopher once said, being a victim is like a foam pitting. What's the mattress that it's like foam?
Tempur-Pedic?
Yeah. Being a victim fits around you like a Tempur-Pedic mattress. It's so comfortable.
Yeah.
And if you make an addict a victim, and if you make a fat person a victim, then they can just fall into that mattress and say, well, I'm a victim of disease. Nah, man, we gotta start shaming things, man. Fuck that shit. Get off that dog food. Get off all that shit. That K2, that spice, whatever. Leave that shit alone, man. Like, real talk. Like, get off that shit. I can say that shit as a person. Okay, well, you not on drugs, it's hard. Man, stop fucking with that shit, man. Smoke a little weed if you want to.
Yeah.
It's other shit you can do, man. Everybody got a vice. I ain't here to judge nobody. But get the hell off that dope. It's killing too many kids out here.
For sure. No, I was definitely not in the... I mean, I understand the takes that, like, hey, let's not be... Or, you know, like, oh, this is a serious issue or whatever. But at the same time, I'm going to retweet something that's hilarious. And I definitely don't want to ever, like you said, make drug addicts feel like they can be comfortable being drug addicts. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, we... If you have a family member that's a drug addict, you don't want them to be a drug addict. So you don't want them to just be like, well, you know, I just do drugs. It's just really not much I can do. You know what I mean?
If you ever love somebody,
yeah, for sure. All right, though. I think that was a good pod. Right. So
we're
going to peace out.
Oh, yeah.
Don V Fridays. Catch the Demi Lovato episode. She's hotter than Vanessa Hudgens. And peace out.